Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Thursday. Our small business spotlight is going to be shining on Fred's Bike Shop. And with us in studio is Brad Overholzer. He is the owner of Fred's Bike Shop. It's on Ingersoll, and we're going to learn more about that right now. Brad, welcome to the News Hour. Nice to see you again.
Thanks for having me.
So why is it called Fred's Bike Shop? And you're Brad?
Fred is a derogatory term that super fancy bicycle riders, the guys who have the full kit and a $10,000 bike, will oftentimes refer to the rest of us mere mortals that...
As Fred's?
As Fred's, the people who wear their regular street clothes when they ride their bike.
Oh.
So part of our concept is to be a middle price point or have a price point where people can actually afford to buy a bike these days.
Got it.
So we thought Fred's was sort of a creative name for that.
See, I ride a bicycle, and I didn't know that Fred was a pejorative word.
It can be.
It can be, oh, yeah. Now when I see somebody that's decked out less than I am in my fancy kit, I'm going to say, hey, Fred, I got it. All right, yeah. So it's Fred's Bike Shop. It's on Ingersoll. How long have you been in business?
We've been open for about a year and 4 months now. Nice. In this location, well, in that location only. I haven't been anywhere else.
Right, okay, so give us. You started to talk a little bit about Fred's being an economical price point for people to get into bicycles. Give us just an overview of what Fred's is and some of the bicycles that you have there.
Sure, we are a full service bike shop. We do full service repair work and tune ups. We also do custom bike building. We carry new and used equipment. I carry Bianchi, Schwinn, Pure Fix, Pure City, which is now conglomerated into Pure Cycles. And then I carry a lot of the open brands that any other bike shop can carry. We purposely try to keep our price point under $1,000, which is not common with regular bike shops
correct.
These days. And then we carry a lot of used equipment. I refurbish a lot of the bikes that get traded into me, or I just outright purchase used bicycles, and we refurbish them and sell them so that people can afford to buy a bike these days.
Now, one of the things that many people have talked about over the past couple of years is the redesign of Ingersoll, and they've added some bike lanes and some opportunities for people to maybe slow traffic down a little bit. You've been there a year and 4 months. How is traffic on Ingersoll?
It's great. It has slowed down quite a bit. I was part of the Des Moines Bike Collective when they were doing the big push to actually get the lanes put on to Ingersoll. And it's worked. It's done what it's supposed to do. It slows traffic down just enough that it creates less traffic accidents, but not so much that it creates a huge problem in getting up and down Ingersoll. Since I've been there, I see the bike lanes getting used more and more every day.
Literally. Yeah, when I leave the studio every day and head back to my place in Windsor Heights, I go right down Ingersoll, as a matter of fact, and then turn there on Martin Luther King. And I'm always seeing bicycles when I come to the studio or when I leave the studio utilizing the bike lane. But many of them are not wearing helmets, and I get a little bit frustrated, but
you can't legislate safety if you must. But
that's true. But I'm just worried about people. You know, just one of those things.
I agree. I think you should be wearing a helmet at all times when
you're
out there.
Because you sell them.
I do. I sell them, but I also believe in just the effectiveness of what they do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's one of those things too. And just a side note about helmets. I know many people who don't wear them because they think they look funny or they don't feel right, and that's all in the fit, by the way. But the other thing is that they mess up their hair. And I've heard of accidents happening with individuals within a block of their house. And if they hadn't been wearing a helmet, they'd have been a hurt puppy when they hit the curb.
Oh, definitely. I think one of the better stories on that is sort of off the top of my head, can't remember her name, but she was considered one of the fastest people to ride around the world. She rode around the world safely. She got home, and a couple weeks later, riding her bike, she just didn't have her helmet on, hit her head, and I believe she's still in a coma
to this day. Yeah, it's not good.
It's just like your car, you know, you're getting the most accidents right next to your house because that's where you're traveling in and out of the most.
Yeah. His name is Brad Overholzer, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about Fred's Bike Shop on Ingersoll. Whereabouts on Ingersoll are you at?
We're in between Eatery A and Woman's Pub.
Great place.
Yeah, 2928 Ingersoll Avenue, right across from the Audio Building.
Now, when you started business there, you're in business with your bride, I believe. Is that correct?
I am.
And how's that working out? You and the wife working together every single day for a year and 4 months.
It definitely helps that she has another job and does a lot more of the social media aspect of what we do. And I do more of the day-to-day.
There you go. Well, you're turning the wrench, right?
Yeah, of course.
Do you teach people how to do various things on bicycles at your shop as well?
Yes, we have an educational component. I teach classes Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. And we teach you how to do your own bicycle maintenance. I also have an open shop night on Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m., where if you want to learn how to work on your bike, you can bring your bike in, and I'll show you how to do that work.
Very nice. The name of the place is called Fred's Bicycle. Is it Fred's Bicycle?
Fred's. We just go by Fred's.
Yeah, Fred's.
We've been ad hoc putting the bicycle shop on the end of it.
How big of a place you got there?
We're sitting in about 3,000 square feet.
That's a good-sized joint.
Yeah. We're definitely... We're growing, and we're almost looking for a new space already.
Wow. So, excellent. Yeah. Good for you. Our small business spotlight is on Fred's, and we have with us Brad Overholzer. We're talking about his business just down the street, as a matter of fact, from the radio station. When you decided to go into business like this, was it a decision that you made quickly, or is this something that's been a passion of yours for a long time, bicycling?
I came from a... surface industry. I used to be a chef for years, and then I started working at the Des Moines Bike Collective, and I had this idea kicking around in my head for quite a few years. The opportunity happened, and I just took it.
Good for you. And when you said that your bride has another job, I would imagine that that was important over the first few months of getting your business up and running.
Definitely so. Yeah. Yes.
When you're talking about price point, and you said under $1,000 for the most point, and you mentioned Schwinn. I mean, who doesn't know from Schwinn Bicycles? They've been around for what?
Forever.
What about classic bicycles? You ever run into any of those things?
I do. I find a lot of Columbia bicycles, older Schwinns, Raleigh bicycles. Yeah. Everybody knows somebody who's got a bike in the back of their garage that's from whenever, 1960, whenever. And those old bikes, they don't break. They just keep running and running.
You know, I have to tell you this story. Back in the day when I was I'm a native of the Detroit area, and we lived in a suburb of Detroit. And I remember... as a 14-year-old kid, riding, all right, 45 to 50 miles one way up to Flint, Michigan, and back on roads. Are you kidding me? I mean, who would allow their 14, 13-year-old kid to do that in an unsupervised ride, me and about four other guys? You know, just, hey, we take off and go. But that was maybe a different time, and for sure. I mean, it was a three-speed bicycle, by the way.
You are a better man than I.
No, I was just crazy and young and just a foolish kid. And I'm not sure I ever told my parents about that, as a matter of fact. We're talking with Brad Overholzer, ladies and gentlemen. It is Fred's. It's a cycle shop on Ingersoll, an affordable cycle shop on Ingersoll. You know, that is one of these things. The deeper that you get into cycling, you can spend a lot of money on these bikes.
I was just talking with someone about that today. You can easily spend... $15,000 on a bike these days. I don't think that gets you always a better bike. It gets you maybe a faster bike, sure, and a lighter bike. But if you want a nice, dependable bike, there's no reason you should spend over $1,000.
I got a story for you. I was just talking with Jim Freeman. I don't know if you know Jim or not. Jim is he's a bicycle lawyer out of Fairfield, Iowa. It's bikelaw.com, as a matter of fact, and we have a podcast of him because I just saw him on Monday night. He was telling me that he was in a recovery case for a bicycle. He beat his own record. You know how much the bicycle was in recovery for insurance?
This one I want to hear.
$19,750.
It can happen.
Wow. Are you kidding me? That must pedal itself.
Yeah.
Or you got somebody to pedal it for you.
For that kind of money, you would think so.
Wow. What's the greatest thing that you think is changing here in the Des Moines metro as it relates to bicycling as a form of commuting versus private cars and or public transportation?
I think having a city government that's really progressively thinking about changing the way our city is structured for riding is been one of the most advantageous things that we could have. We also have a lot of strong people in the community, such as Carl Voss, the people at the Des Moines Bike Collective, and just a lot of really good-hearted people that want to see the change happen here. And I think we are seeing that change.
Oh, we are seeing it, yeah.
Definitely. I moved back 7-8 years ago, and I can see a marked difference in the way cycling infrastructure has changed since I've been back.
It really is an amazing transformation. It truly, truly is. And all the hundreds of miles of bicycle trails that we have here, as well as now bike lanes on many of our streets, and more coming, it looks like. The Metropolitan Planning Organization has done a great job in that, and there's a number of groups out there that are working toward alternative forms of transportation here in the Des Moines metro.
Definitely. Iowa's been a very car-centric, Des Moines especially, has been a very car-centric city for so many years. And I think now you see millennials and younger people wanting to have a city that has bicycling infrastructure built into it.
Yeah, well, why have that car payment and gas and everything else and the insurance? You know, if you can get around on a bicycle, why not? And I think it's pretty cool. And it's a heck of a lot healthier for you in the end of the day.
Definitely.
All right. His name is Brad Overholzer, ladies and gentlemen. The name of the shop is Fred's, and you can find it on Ingersoll. We will have links to his website so that you can find out more about Fred's and Brad and his bride. Thanks so much for coming by, Brad.
Thank you very much.
All right. We've got to clear on out of here for a moment and check what happened today on Wall Street. Did the stocks go up, down? I tell you what, at one point, we were down by almost 200 points today, and then some people wised up. We'll tell you about that when we come back. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour.